As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, January 11th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, certainly that. Hard facts, that too. Workable solutions when we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. If you're trying to get a hold of me by the old email address, throw it away. Start over again, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout out this morning again to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, and everybody else that's carrying this broadcast. Thank you for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. All of our contact information can be found at becomevocallocal.com. Our chat room conversation has already begun. Go ahead and jump in there if you like. And anyway, our listener and call-in number, once again, and probably for one of the last times I'll say it, 866-841-1065. Okay, precious metals and crude oil climb higher as the U.S. dollar stalls. We'll talk about that in our market report. Gabrielle Giffords shooting, liar's figure, but the figures just don't lie. We'll talk about Interstate Commerce Commission if we have time later in the broadcast. Gustavus Myers, America's Great Fortune. A lot of other news on the browser as well. So let's go into that market report. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but 1 hour ago. Found gold trading up this morning, $7.40 at $1,383.40 a troy ounce. The silver up 56 cents at $29.65 an ounce. Platinum up strong at $15 at $1,754. Palladium making the biggest move of the day, up $19 at $770 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,374.70 for a low, $1,387.80 for a high. At $1,383.40, your gold is up year-to-year, $233.10 an ounce for a 20.26% return on your investment. A London gold fix this morning. The boys in London rang up their little flaggies and ding their dingy bells. They set the price at $1,381, and it's been up and down from there all morning. The SPDR gold shares overnight, they show that they've added 1.52 metric tons to their treasure chest, valued on State Street at $56 billion. We'll be right back.
Citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Verona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.8thofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.8thofamerica10.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, January the 11th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's close out our market report for this morning. Again, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading up $7.40 an ounce at $1,383.40. Silver up 56 cents at $29.65. Platinum up 15 bucks at $1,754. Topping the gainers this morning is palladium up $19 at $770 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs again in the gold spot market. Not too grand a spread, about 13 bucks. $1,374.70 for a low. $1,387.80 for a high. And again, your gold is up year to year, $233.10 for a 20.26% return on your investment. The SPDR gold shares, as we mentioned in the previous segment, up 1.52 metric tons overnight. They claim to hold this morning 1,272.68 metric tons in their treasure chest on that exchange-traded fund, the ETFs there. GLD is on the, you'll find it that way. But you can also find it on your internet browser. Just simply type in www.spdrgoldshares.com, and you'll find that they're valuing it at $56 billion at these spot prices. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off 37 at 11,638. The NASDAQ off 5 at 2708, and the S&P 500 off 2 at 1,270. Crude oil this morning, a huge bump up this morning, 87 cent gain. For a $90.12 barrel, those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma as they are. The U.S. dollar index this morning shows flat on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website at 80.09. The Forex this morning, the Canadian loonie goes up 20 basis points, still at parity with the U.S. dollar at $1 even. The Mexican peso up 17 basis points yet, even though it is on the high side of the Rio Grande, it is still at 8 cents U.S. The euro goes up 10 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.30. Notice it's gradually coming down. It was about $1.34 sometime late last week. This morning, $1.30. The British pound continuing its upward creep, up 11 basis points at $1.56 U.S. And the Swiss franc off 6 basis points, yet still exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.03. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year treasuries, the bonded indebtedness of this grand country, the yield is 0.56%. It's moving south. It's going downward. Watch it as it continues. The same in the 10-year at 3.30% yield, and the 30-year at 4.48. The 15-year mortgages reflecting this downward trend in the treasuries. The 15-year mortgage this morning moves down for the first time in days, from 4.25% a month ago to 4.05% this morning. Strong move down for mortgage buyers in the 15-year fixed-rate mortgages. The 30-year moves down strong as well, from 4.90% a month ago to 4.73% this morning. The prime rate stands at 3.25%, and your gold-to-silver ratio, it'll cost you 46.67 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. The Econoday website this morning shows the Goldman store sales report is being out. We've got it. The Red Book is out as well. Let's go right over to that and look at it if we can get the browser to function. What's going on here? Now we've got some kind of a clobbered up thing going on here again. What do we got going on here? Amazing. Okay, wake up. Wake up. All right, here we go. Wake up. These browsers, I'm telling you, I've got some kind of a Trojan horse laying in the bottom of this thing, and it's just really... Okay, here we go. This is the ICSC Goldman store sales. The holiday season shopping came to an end in the January 8th week with the same store sales down. All right, so that's it. The merchant man's holy days are gone. That's it. It's all over now, folks. They got nothing else now until they have, what is it, Isis Day or something, Ishtar. Holiday season shopping came to an end in the January the 8th week, with same-store sales down 3.2%, according to the ICSC Goldman tally. Yet, year-on-year sales held nearly unchanged, down one-tenth to a plus 3.6%. Year-on-year sales, 3.6%. The four-week average at plus 4.0% is the strongest since the spending surge of last spring. Well, man. Bad news. Okay, that's probably what's happening out there. Here's the Red Book. This is the other way of looking at it. Store sales cooled in the January the 8th week. That's right. That's right. Everybody checked their unemployment checks, and they took their welfare checks, and they went to the grocery store instead. But a same-store year-on-year price pace of plus 2.8% versus a plus 3.5% the prior week, so it's stalling out. According to Red Book, yet the four-week average is stable and on trend at a plus 3.7%. Red Book notes the beginning of January is clearance time, and the stores will be stocking Valentine's and spring good beginning at the mid-month. You can't get away from it. The merchant man's holy days are on top of you every single day. That's all there is to it. And so, you know, they're trying to find something that they can do to buoy up this marketplace, but it ain't working. Goldman sucks, said the plan disclosing more detail on their revenue. This article off Bloomberg by Christine Harper. Goldman Sachs Inc. will disclose more about how it makes money as part of an effort to repair a reputation blemished when a U.S. regulator sued the firm for fraud last year, said a person with direct knowledge of the plan. All right? So they're in damage control over at Goldman Sachs, trying to polish up that tarnished building. The change is part of a 63-page report to be released by the New York-based bank today, said the person who declined to be identified because the document isn't yet public. Looking forward to getting my hands on that 63-page report. The Wall Street Journal reported the change earlier today on its website. The recommendations emerged 8 months after the firm established a committee of Goldman Sachs employees led by E. Gerald Corrigan and J. Michael Evans to review its business standards in the wake of the Securities and Exchange Commission's fraud lawsuit. The company settled in the suit in July by agreeing to pay $550 million. They spend more than that every year on hamburgers, and said it made a quote-unquote mistake in admitting disclosures to investors. Mistake, I'd say so. How about a palace of justice erected on the sidewalk and let these batards swing? The Business Standards Committee, established by Chief Executive Officer Lloyd Boinfline, created five teams to focus on different areas. One examined the firm's responsibilities to the client. That's new. Another reviewed how Goldman Sachs identified the managed conflicts of interest. They profit off those conflicts of interest, and they profit mightily. And a third team considered whether the firm's financial reporting and public disclosure could improve. I'll say, I hope they didn't pay much for this report. Another group looked at whether the firm was properly selling complex products, like credit default swaps, derivatives, and lousy mortgage, toxic mortgages. Oh, that Timberlake was a shitty deal. That's what they said. I didn't say that. They said that. All right. It was a shitty deal, and they were selling it anyway. Remember that? Another group looked at whether the firm was properly selling complex products, and a fifth reviewed employee training. Well, that's Goldman Sachs. Top of the news. We'll be right back.
I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose seven of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider.
teamspeak.cc.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Now, as many of you may recall, you know, we had the Icelanders sitting down and electing people, a panel to come up with a new constitution for them. I'm still drawing blanks as to, you know, any draft of their constitution. Been checking, trying to find out if there's any reports. Haven't been able to find them. Maybe you could. But Greenland is going down the same rabbit hole here now, with Greenland stepping up their independence calls as oil ambitions grow. This again off Bloomberg, Marianne Stigset writing. New news, Greenland's goal of gaining full independence from Sørvinur, from Denmark, is getting closer as rising oil prices and melting ice spark renewed interest in its fossil fuels. Melting ice. Well, I guess Al Gore would be glad to hear that. Global warming is working out for somebody. Seems to be working out in Greenland's favor. Well, anyway, sparked renewed interest in its oil fossil fuels from companies such as Royal Dutch Shell, PLC, and Statoil ASA. Now, Statoil, who is that? Would that be the Soviet Union? Might be. The recent discoveries of possible findings of oil have increased the debate on the issue of independence, said Greenland's Prime Minister, this is going to be a tough one, Kupik Kleist, in an interview in Oslo yesterday after meeting with Norwegian Foreign Minister Jonas Gahr Støre. Here's the quote. It's a goal, and every day we're coming closer to that. Yes, independence for Greenland, finally, from Denmark. Wow. Letting their colonies go free. Greenland is betting the development of its petroleum resources will help end nearly 300 years of Danish rule. I wonder if they'll get out of New York City. I don't know. Anyway, Greenland is betting the development of its petroleum resources will help end nearly 300 years of Danish rule. The island is receiving, quote-unquote, enormous interest from the oil industry for licensing rounds in 2012 and 2013. This is actually a really sad story. Get your handkerchiefs out and weep for Greenland. They got all the oil industries coming in, according to its energy agency, and got a record 17 applications from 12 companies for last year's tender in the Baffin Bay, including from Cairn Energy PLC, Statoil, Royal Dutch Shell PLC, and AP Moller Maersk AS. Of course, we've been visiting with the writings of Gustavus Myers, the muckraker, socialist as he was, populist for sure, back so many years ago, 100 years ago. And when you get this kind of energy coming in and taking a look at yourselves, you want to be very, very careful. The graft, the bribery, the greed, the corruption, it's all coming to Greenland. Quote, there's no automatic mechanism in becoming economically self-sufficient. You see, they're off to a bad start. They actually believe in self-sufficiency. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. They could perhaps someday become self-reliant. But self-sufficient? Not a chance. They're still buying all the cheap Chinese plastic crap from China. And being a sovereign state, they say, that's two different issues. Self-sufficiency and being a sovereign state. Two different issues, Kleist said. But of course, if you're economically self-sufficient, that will help a lot. Greenland's northeast holds 31.4 billion barrels of oil equivalent, while a further 17 billion barrels may lie under the seafloor between Greenland and Canada. So, again, now we're starting to look offshore. This is this idea of the National Ocean Council building these regions, having the idea of the accession, if you will, to the law of the sea, the Lost Treaty, I guess you'd say, L-O-S-T. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries produced 29.2 million barrels of oil a day in December last year. That's OPEC, according to Bloomberg estimates. Who cares? They just kind of threw that one in there. Doesn't have anything to do with the discussion. Cairn started drilling off Greenland's west coast last year and said it found oil in one of its wells. Hey, look, 3-in-1 oil. Yep. Anyway, crude rise. That's what's happening today. You see, just like gold, the higher the price of gold creeps up, the more profitable it becomes for the gold miners and the silver miners and the platinum miners and the palladium miners, the uranium miners, the rhodium miners, and all the miners to mine. And the same goes with oil. The higher the price of oil is per crude, per barrel of crude, the more profitable and the more desirable it becomes to do exploration and drilling, except in the coast of the United States. If everything goes as we wish, 5 to 10 years would probably be the timetable for oil production to start, Kleist said. After a series of failed attempts by explorers to make commercial petroleum finds in Greenland over the past 30 years, oil companies are now returning as global warming makes Arctic exploration more feasible and as reserves elsewhere dwindle. Well, certainly a dwindling swindle going on with these people. They are believing in global warming. With crude oil rising to a 27-month high of $92.58 a barrel last week and tighter legislation in the Gulf of Mexico, Macondo gently weeps, threatening to hamper drilling there, oil companies are turning to less hospitable regions. Less hospitable regions. Greenland awarded 7 licenses last year to 8 companies, including Statoil, Royal Dutch Shell, and Maersk. Danish subsidies. Denmark gives Greenland an annual subsidy of about $608 million U.S., or $10,700 per person. Of course, that's not the kind of, you know, not the same as the twice that much subsidy that we give to Israel each year. But Denmark, you know, a smaller country than the United States of America, gives Greenland an annual subsidy of about $10,700 per person, he said, as he dusted off his passport, thinking of perhaps a better place to live. The Arctic island, with a population of 57,000, was granted home rule in 1979 and increased local powers in 2009. The island's $2 billion economy derives about half of its exports from shrimp. That's no small deal, according to Greenland's statistics agency. While Kleist declined to comment on how much oil revenue the country would wean would need to wean itself of Denmark subsidies, he said the country urgently needs to broaden its income base, I guess. They're going to get off the shrimp industry and go into the oil industry. Unfortunately, however, all they need is one good oil spill and it'll kill their shrimp industry too. I would be very careful with this. We're trying to develop a more diversified economy. We're looking at tourism. We're looking at mineral resources. And of course, we're still looking at developing the harvesting of living resources. Of course, that's what Denmark has been doing for over 300 years, harvesting the resources from their living resources. As it is today, we are very vulnerable. I would say so. Maybe they need some good counsel. Kleist, who leads Greenland's Socialist Inuit Ataqatigiit Party, these are definitely like Eskimo Inuits, and has been in government with the Demokratiet and Katu Sigigatatigiit parties since June 2009, forgive me, it's been a long time since I've lived in the Arctic, met with Norway's foreign ministers to discuss Arctic issues, including natural resource management, climate change, and energy cooperation, Gar Stuhr said in the interview. Well, that's Greenland, going to the industrial world, coming into oil production, moving out of the shrimp business, looking for self-sufficiency, and responding to global climate change. Rather interesting article. I thought this Obama, I hate to say the word, hails courage of the bystanders at scenes of the shooting and will visit Arizona. All right? We'll find out what Roger Runnigan and Hans Nichols has to say about Arizona and the usurper right after this. Stay tuned.
Home of Cutting Edge Talk Radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now, as many of you that were listening yesterday know, we spent spend the entire broadcast, 2 hours worth, on this shooting in Arizona. I'm not going to do that today, I assure you. But very interesting things are coming up here. As I said earlier in the beginning, the Gifford shooting here, liars figure, but figures don't lie. There's a real problem. There's laying back in there, several of them, all right? Several very basic problems. One of them that I'm having great difficulty with, maybe some of you have found the list, I haven't. But there's a great problem here with all of these numbers that they're throwing out. You know, it's kind of like the miraculous Holocaust hoax. You know, you never know. I mean, the numbers that they give out, nobody can even agree on. And they certainly don't agree on that themselves either. But it is difficult to determine whether or not of the people that were the bystanders and other people, passers-by and Safeway shoppers that actually took a round or were grazed or knocked down or whatever, it's difficult to say whether or not they're including with the wounded those that actually died of those wounds. Really tough, anyway. But here's a little bit of an article. I'm not going to go through all of it. Barry the Usurper praised the extraordinary courage of the bystanders who risked their lives during the January 8th shooting spree in Tucson, Arizona, in which, and they say now that we're getting these pretty much boilerplate coming on, in which 6 people were killed and at least 18 were wounded. Notice the at least 18. Now they're anticipating that there may have been more than 18 wounded. My numbers are coming up far less than that. You know, it's the magic bullet theory. How many people can one bullet strike, so to speak? And if the shooter here, Loeffner, was prohibited from, you know, reloading, as the reports claim, you know, what kind of an extended magazine was the fellow using? Did it hang all the way down to his knees or just what? But here we go. Hours later, the University of Arizona announced that the President and the First Lady Michelle Obama will attend a memorial service in Tucson tomorrow. That will be the 11th. That would be today. The usurper will speak at the service. I don't know what he'll say, but he'll say something that was written for him, no doubt. Obviously, all of us are still grieving and in shock from the tragedy that took place, the President told reporters at the White House yesterday after a meeting with French President Nicolas Sarkozy. Well, what's that got to do with the incident anyway? The usurper said it was important for Americans to focus on the extraordinary courage of people at the scene in the grocery store parking lot. And then it continues. Liars figure, but figures don't lie. In the parking lot, there was an eyewitness report that I came across and even was published, you know, put up on television by a Dr. Rayle, R-A-Y-L-E. You figure out the origins of that name, Dr. Rayle. But he claimed that everybody was crowded around standing on the sidewalk, and there weren't very many people at all, actually. So whether they were in the parking lot or not is to be determined. Is alleged to have begun the attack, in which U.S. Representative Gabriel Giffords was severely wounded. But let's not forget that this Judge Roll, who's got a lot more to do with this incident, I think, than Gabriel, was killed, all right? The President cited a 20-year-old college student who ran into the line of fire to rescue his boss, a wounded woman who helped to secure the ammunition that might have caused even more damage. Now, this is a lie, all right? Sorry, this is Bloomberg, and this is a lie. A wounded woman who helped secure the ammunition, this is a lie. The woman was not injured. That might have caused even more damage. The citizens who wrestled down the gunman. There were two, and then a third. This Dr. Rayle helped to hold the gunman down. Anyway, mindless violence? Part of what I think that speaks to is the best of America, even in the face of such mindless violence. Quote, I'm spending a lot of time just thinking about the families. Maybe he should spend a little bit more time thinking about the incident and the numbers he's being fed. Perhaps then he, too, would question some of what the reports have made out to be truth. Giffords, this is another article yesterday late, Giffords shooting suspect Loeffner returns to custody after getting lawyered up. Jared Lee Loeffner, accused of attempting to assassinate U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords and of killing U.S. District Judge John Roll. This is the real issue here, in my opinion. Returned to the federal custody after appearing in court for the first time and being assigned a lawyer who has represented infamous murders. Of course, you know, they've got the flags at half staff across America. The death of a federal judge, apparently, we very rarely ever dip the flags for casualties of citizenry. But anyway, this judge, I guess, has got the flags down. Loeffner, 22. Now, you might take a look at the fellow here, Loeffner, and ask yourself whether Uncle Festus looks 22 to you. This Dr. Rayle, R-A-Y-L-E, who claimed to have witnessed the incident and was one of three that was holding this fellow down, said that Mr. Loeffner was about 6 feet tall. This is a doctor speaking, about 6 feet tall and weighed 150 pounds. You take a look at the photograph off the Pima County Sheriff's Office and on the Bloomberg website this morning, and you're going to see somebody whose neck starts to grow immediately below his ears and goes out to shoulders of great breadth, okay? This is not a 150-pound man. Even if this guy was 5 feet 9, he would be pushing 160, 170 or better. At 6 feet, with that kind of muscle structure and weight on him, probably closer to 200. Anyway, Loeffner, 22, didn't enter a plea yesterday to Loeffner, 22. If you look at him, it doesn't look like 22. Did anybody take the time to read all those various posts? It sounded to me more like a man in his late 30s, perhaps 30, 35 years of age. How do we know that this fellow is 22 years old? And were those posts written by him, or were they written by someone else and posted in his name? Interesting. interesting. Did you know he was, what, formerly married, I think? I'd have to go back and check them myself, but very interesting developments here. Loeffner, 22, didn't enter a plea yesterday to five federal charges related to the January the 8th shooting spree in Tucson that claimed six lives and wounded at least 13 others. Now, wait a minute. In the previous article, they said and wounded at least 18 others. Is this a typo? Or are the numbers changing for you as rapidly as they change for me? We've had six wounded. We've had six killed. We've seen 13 wounded, at least 13. We've seen 15, 16, 18, 21. Wow. All of these numbers coming out from various people. Now, again, this Dr. Rail stated that he was there, that he watched as the gunman shot near point blank range the congresswoman in the back of the head and continued to fire, that people were all jammed up and clustered up, and that he was virtually almost having to shove people aside to shoot at them. All right? And that the whole thing was done in 8 to 9 seconds. Now, I understand that while guns are being fired, it's difficult to keep real clear track on the time. But with a semi-automatic weapon, 8 to 9 seconds to empty a clip, not a problem. Very difficult to comprehend these numbers that keep coming up different every time. He's also accused of killing Gabrielle Zimmerman, a member of Gifford's staff during the January the 8th rampage at a shopping center. According to a criminal complaint filed January the 9th, he's also charged with attempting to kill two other members of Gifford's staff and so on and so forth. All right, so let's go over here and take a moment perhaps to jump. We're going to go into a different window and look at some of the other material. But I went up on the Pima County Sheriff's Department website. What I've been trying to find is a complete list of all of those, A, that were killed in order, you know, sequential or something like that, a complete list of those that were killed, and B, those who were injured, all right? And this has not been an easy task. So far, it's come up with a big zero, a big dud, all right? It just doesn't come that way. So I think that we've got problems in here. Let me go. Here we go. Let's open this one. We have problems in here in that the police reports and the news reports are not lining up. Okay, now here, I'm up on another website. This one is, let me see if we can get it. I have a laptop computer that I'm sure is just loaded up with some kind of an inextractable virus, and it browses poorly. I'm saving my money. I'm going to get a new monitor and use my 1 terabyte computer for this purpose. But this article, and this is off of, let's see what this is. It's examiner.com. Examiner.com. Doctor says A.Z. Gifford's event shooter came gun blazing and nothing political. Now, this is a rather cut-up sort of a story. There's other places that you can find it. But this was posted yesterday. Well, now it's been reviewed, refreshed, and is out for today. I looked up just as the shooter was shooting her in the head, said Dr. Stephen Rayle, R-A-Y-L-E, eyewitness to the shootings in Arizona, which have shocked the nation into a state of grief. Quote, you know the whole thing was 8 to 10 seconds. You know, the whole thing was 8 to 10 seconds. We'll be right back.
U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So as I mentioned in the previous segment, there is this Dr. Rail out there. If you go to the www.examiner.com and then look around on that website, it's too long of a URL to just give out over the air, but that's the site, www.examiner.com. You'll find on there a harrowing eyewitness account from Dr. Stephen. They misspell his name. Sometimes they call him Rail, and sometimes they spell him as Layle, L-A-Y-L-E. I think it's Rail, actually, but it could be either way. But they go ahead and they have an interview with him here on he's on a telephone, and the television prompter guy is talking to him on the phone, as you've probably seen 1,000 times, that sort of stuff. But you can click and play that and listen to it, and you're going to hear there that right out of the mouth of somebody was there and saw what we're actually dealing with here. And in this article, they cut it up pretty badly. But he continues, Dr. Rail described the gunman, now identified as Jared Loeffner, and then they have a hot link here, a lone wolf terrorist and the FBI's worst nightmare. Just got to throw that in there. That's the icing on the cake. As shabby, unkempt, and dressed in black. As for his mental description, Rail said that he helped hold him down until help arrived. Now, yesterday, of course, we heard, various stories from various sources, but the police report was rather interesting. I'm going to have to Google it up again. It seems to me it has dropped off my browser overnight. I don't know why. But anyway, from the time that they first received the call, it was just like a minute and a half before the first cruiser arrived on the scene. It was less than a minute after that the first med came on the scene, ambulance probably. And they began giving care, and the Bloomberg article yesterday said from the time that they arrived at the scene until the time that Giffords was on the operating table is some 40 minutes, which is exceedingly fast and very good, considering that it takes time to prepare someone for operation, especially in a situation like this. No doubt her head would have had to been shaved and bathed and all of that sort of stuff. She would have had to been undressed and, you know, checked in and gone through all of that process. And to have her on the operating table in 40 minutes after the shooting was pretty good performance, actually. But the police were on the scene within just a couple of minutes, okay? And so was the medical care. So continuing, again, this is the metropolitan area. As shabby, unkempt, undressed in black, blah, blah, blah. As for his mental description, Rail said that as he helped hold him down until help arrived, which wasn't long, I think the gunman struggled, and I think he might have said something, but there was no political dot, dot, dot. I would describe him as, I don't think he was on anything. He seemed calm and methodical. That's absolutely, they misspelled it here, very horrible writing. And yet, sort of a heightened energy. I think he was, you know, ready for this, and he came in gun blazing. Fire officials, as of this writing, are saying there were 19 victims total. You never get the same. Now, this is the fire officials said there's 19 victims total. 19 victims total. All right? If they said there were 19 victims total, then you got to take the six people out of it. That leaves 13 in anybody's math, and that corresponds with one of the Bloomberg articles we shared this morning. All right? What's the number? That's my question. What's the number, and where's the list? And I can't find it anywhere. Dr. Rails said, most of the people there were shot, I think. Now, how many people were actually standing around? About 19 people, maybe 20. And most of the people there were shot. He wasn't. He says, I think God was watching over me that I wasn't. All right? But most of the people there were hit. All right? So there wasn't a very large group. And this is the way it goes with these little meets and greets, as I mentioned before, and if you'll, we'll go to the ages in a moment. But most of these people were senior citizens, and that's often the case. Often the case. You go to the listening post, how many people, show of hands, how many people have ever been to your congressman's listening post? Sometimes the congressman shows up, but rarely ever. Usually it's an aide or two, as in this case, more than one aide and the congresswoman. Unfortunately, she didn't have a security detail. But generally speaking, you're going to find the geriatrics. You're going to find the people. Why? Well, because they usually have them in the middle of the day. As this case here, of course, this was a Saturday, early in the morning. But they usually have them in the middle of the day. Most people can't take time off from work. I go to a lot of these things. Whenever I hear of a listening post, I oftentimes will go if I can, if it's not happening while I'm on air. And when you go there, there's two other people, maybe three. And somebody will ask a question about Medicare Part A. Somebody else will, you know, ask a question about Medicare Part D and their meds. And that's the only questions that seem to come out of these things. All right. Anyway, continuing along, as of this writing, fire officials are saying there were 19 victims total. Six people dead, 13 wounded by gunshots. Of course, the six people dead died of gunshots as well. By Dr. Rail's eyewitness accounts, these 19 victims were shot in less than 10 seconds. Dr. Rail said, most of the people there were shot. I think God was watching over me that I wasn't. What follows is a partial transcript of Dr. Rail's harrowing eyewitness account. And he's going to give some excerpts from this. I proceeded beyond the table, single table. I understand from other sources that there were claims that there were multiple tables. Beyond the concrete post that was there, and I looked up. Now, go back and look on the internet at the photographs of the front of this Safeway store, and the only concrete posts, as you see, are back up kind of in an awning or veranda area, likely where the congressperson would have tabled. And from many of the different articles that I've read, apparently people were lining up to get a photograph taken with the congressman. You know how that goes. You meet and you greet and you smile. They smile. They put their hand. I've done that. Ronald Reagan and I posed for photographs. George W. Herbert Walker Bush and I have posed for a photograph way back in the 1980s. Okay? It's neat. It's cool. You have a picture of yourself with a president or something like that. But you go up and you stand in line and you wait. You go through the greeting line. And you go up there like you're going to kiss the ring of the Pope or something like that, and they take a picture of you, and I think that's kind of what was going down here. Obviously, she didn't have a PA or anything set up, and so it was just a casual meet-and-greet Congress on your corner type of deal. But again, it was kind of a restricted area with a turn in the sidewalk and some posts, so it was hard for people to get away. Does this sound like they were standing out in a parking lot to you? No, it doesn't to me. There was no way to get away, he says, okay? He, the shooter, was within a couple of feet. All right? So you extend your arm and just point, put the gun on somebody and pull the trigger. Some people said he shouted something. I did not hear that. And when he began immediately, he just continued to shoot. He wasn't like walking around picking people out. There was people around at basically point-blank range, and he was just shooting and shooting, probably 15 to 20 rounds, all right? 15 to 20 rounds. What's wrong with that 15 to 20 round story and all of these people that were injured giving even an extended mag capacity for a Glock, all right? One of the people that was injured was George Morris. He received two shots, a gunshot to the chest and one to the leg. Gabrielle Gifford got one shot. Maybe Stoddard was shot in the legs three times. Now, right there is six rounds in three people. Where are all these bullets coming from that this fellow was apparently shooting in these 8 to 9 seconds? Unbelievable, all right? Not to mention that Dorothy Morris was killed. I don't know how many times he shot at her. Christina Taylor Green, we're never told, you know, whether she was hit with one bullet and died or what. Judge John Roll, how many times did he shoot at the judge? Phyllis Schneck, according to the obituary that they have put up here on a memorial page, she wasn't really even there. Her daughter said that she didn't understand why she was even there. She didn't generally shop at that store, and she wasn't political. All right, so maybe she was just going in for some Krispy Kremes or something. And just happened to be trying to crowd by this little bunch of people and get into the store, get a grocery basket, and do some morning shopping. All right? Weird as the story develops. But anyway, continuing. Again, the shooter was within a couple of feet because it was such a small gathering. All right? You don't say that unless it is. It was such a small gathering. About half the people were shot. Okay, so if half the people were shot and there were 18, there could have been as many as, what, 36? There wasn't that much chaos. I think I heard a few cries, but mostly people falling to the ground. I'm pretty certain that one of the congressional aides did tackle the gentleman as he tried to escape. I myself ducked behind the concrete post and then laid on the ground pretending I'd been shot as he moved to escape. He was just shooting very rapid fire at anybody within range. You know, the whole thing was 8 to 10 seconds. I didn't realize immediately that he had been captured. I did check on Congress money, says Gifford. Well, we'll have to pick that up on the other side. I promise I'm going to get off this story soon.
I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member streams that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, January the 11th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Our call-in number throughout the broadcast is 866-841-1065. The chat room can be found at becomevocallocal.com. The chatter's in there this morning. The first hour, again, kind of bogging down just a little bit in regards to this shooting story. It's a big story, but the numbers, you know, like they say, you know, figures, liars figure, but figures don't lie, and the figures just don't add up, all right? And I've spent most of my evening last night trying to come up with some definitive list of those people, A, that were dead, B, that were shot or injured, all right? And how this thing actually came down the pike. And the numbers just don't add up. But I was able to find this one particular article I'm sharing with you now. And on www.examiner.com, they also have a video that was a television interview, apparently, with the talking man talking to a Dr. Rail on the telephone, and we heard very much the same sort of discussion that this little transcript attempts to gather. Again, the shooter, this would be Loeffner, apparently, ostensibly, and that is still a question in my mind. The individual that's photographed does not look like a 22-year-old. If he is a 22-year-old, he certainly, as Dr. Rail listed here, is not 6 feet tall and 150 pounds. You look at the photograph, you can see it on Bloomberg, right out of the Pima County Sheriff's Department, mugshot. They shaved the head, or his head was shaved, but this guy's neck begins to grow just below his ears. I've spent a long time in weightlifting gyms, and I know just by looking at that neck, that bulldog neck, I live out here in cattle country, folk, and I've seen this kind of a neck before, and that kind of a neck don't stand on 150 pound a man, all right? It doesn't, flat out. It just doesn't. If I saw that neck sticking out of a business suit, I wouldn't touch that guy with my fist on a bet for $100. No daggum way. All right? Anyway, because you know he's got a big, bulky body below that neck. Anyway, continuing. But it was just such a small gathering. About half the people were shot, so there wasn't that much chaos. He says, I myself ducked behind the concrete post, then laid on the ground pretending I'd been shot. As he moved to escape, he was just shooting very rapid fire at anybody who was in range. You know, the whole thing was 8 to 10 seconds, all right? 8 to 10 seconds, even with a competent shooter, with a semi-auto, to be able to reload, drop a clip and put another clip in, 8 to 10 seconds in acquisition, acquire the targets and pull the trigger. 8 to 10 seconds tells me there was one clip used and no more than that, all right? Out of the holster with a Smith & Wesson revolver at 20 feet. I've timed myself. I've been timed. Usually about 3.5 seconds, 6 rounds in the black. All right? Time after time after time. 3.5, maybe 3 and 4 seconds at the outside. You know, and you take 8 to 10 seconds with the semi-auto. You only have to draw once. There's no speed loader involved. It's just a straight heavy clip. No problem. You could take that many, you could acquire and hit that many targets in that kind of time frame. Anyway, back to this. You know, the whole thing was 8 to 10 seconds. I'm saying one clip. I was encouraged by the fact that she was of an aide attending to her. Now, let me go back again. You know, the whole thing was 8 to 10 seconds. I was only on the ground a few moments, and then I got up. I didn't realize immediately that he had been captured. I did check on Congressman, he says, Gifford. I was encouraged by the fact that she was an aide was attending to her. She was sitting up somewhat against the wall or the window of the Safeway, and she was moving her hand. She was conscious, so I was encouraged by the fact that she was conscious and being slightly held up. But there are other people who were clearly mortally wounded. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so then just closing out, I really do want to move along here. Not that I have so much more important things to discuss. The news browser was, there was lots of material out there that we could discuss this morning in the news. But this particular story, as drastic as it all really is, there's some trouble in here. I'm still looking at this judge role. There's more going on behind this judge, I think, than is being discussed. And we've got the flags down. We've got a woman that was found dead in Washington, D.C. area. There's lots of other stuff that's going on here in the background. Notice how it has impacted the campaign against the Obamacare by the Republican Party. All right? They're basically going to go into a kumbaya session and do some collaborative hand-holding here. Much is changing on that piece of legislation. The quote-unquote vitriol going into the election has been completely dropped, and they're not going to vote on it this week, as they previously said. The boner is going to, you know, have a seance with Pelosi, no doubt, and they're going to come up with some old bipartisan jiggling, all right? So there's a lot happening in here. But again, back to this little bit further now out of this particular article, and again, this is off the examiner.com website, where he continues, and what this is basically a transcript, a portion of this video that was you can find on this website. But let's see. All right. So I think the gunman struggled, and I think he might have said something, but there was no political. I don't know what that means. I would describe him as, I don't think he was on anything. He seemed calm and methodical, and yet sort of a heightened energy. Well, no doubt being an adrenaline rush. I think he was, you know, ready for this and came in gun blazing. And, you know, if he was at all a sports-minded fellow, you know, he's spent some time, it looks to me, in the weight gym. I don't see how you develop neck muscles like that. Maybe he's got a set of weights in his basement there. But this guy, yeah, I can see where you could amp yourself up and psych yourself into it and visualize this thing and run through it. And, you know, he had his little seance session or place, a little tent in the backyard, I understand, and other things. So, yeah, I think he could build himself into this. How close was it for Dr. Lael? He answered, I was just a few feet away from him as this was going down, and I easily could have been shot, and I had gone to meet her. In another few moments, I would have been shaking her hand and speaking with her. So it was basically a lineup. And boy, like I said yesterday, what a target-rich zone for an idiot that wants to do this kind of stuff. Hard to say whether or not, you know, he's that much of an idiot, but he certainly had a wicked spirit in his mind. Let's see if I can pull this next up and go to the Pima County Sheriff's Department and see whether or not. Here we go. Let's go to this one. I'm going to take a second or two. I've got so much on the browser this morning, folks. It is slow to load. I'm going to pull up a PDF file. You can find it yourself at PimaSheriff.org, PimaSheriff.org, O-R-G, all right? And on that, you can look for the shooting update, and this is published January the 9th, 2011. Now, this is the day after. There's been several, and I'm reading right off of the PDF file. It's a two-pager that you can find on the PimaSheriff.org website, all right? The shooting update, January the 9th, 2011. This is Dupnik's Sheriff Department, Clarence W. Dupnik, the Sheriff of Pima County, P-I-M-A. Again, there has been several new developments referenced, they say, instead of referencing or reference the shooting that occurred on January the 8th of 2011. The person of interest who was being sought by the Pima County Sheriff's Department was located during the morning of January the 9th, 2011. He was identified as a cab driver who drove the suspect to the location, dropping him off at 9:59. Keep the numbers in your mind now. At 9:59, he arrives at the scene, dropping him off at 9:59. The surveillance video showed the cab driver and the suspect entering the Safeway together. The cab driver explained the suspect needed to get change to pay the fare. The investigators are satisfied with the explanation provided by the cab driver. So the cab driver went in. Instead of just dropping off his fare and pulling away with the story that, oh, I'll be right back in a moment after he goes into a Safeway store, the cab driver wisely elected to go in with him. So then he comes back out and he goes to his cab, and this fellow, all right, the other fellow, the shooter, is ready to go. There have been reports of a female and two males who tackled the suspect. Miss Patricia Maish, M-A-I-S-C-H, was at the event in the rear of the line, waiting to take a photograph with Congresswoman Giffords, all right? And so this is a photo line, waiting to take a photograph with Congresswoman Giffords when the suspect began shooting. When the suspect tried to load a fresh magazine into his weapon, now she saw him shooting, she was waiting in the line, when he tried to load a fresh magazine, this would be number two, Ms. Maish was able to grab the bottom of the magazine. I don't know how long the magazine was, don't even presume to know, but somehow she was able to grab it and prevent it from being inserted. What a smart lady, Miss Maish. I don't know where she received that kind of training, but we'll have to find out more about Ms. Mache. This pause in shooting allowed for two men, Roger Salzberger and Bill D. Badger, to tackle the suspect to the ground and restrain him until deputies arrived. Where's our Dr. Rail? He probably joined the guys holding down the legs, soon. An additional male, Joseph Zamudio, also restricted in restraining the suspect's legs. Where is our Dr. Rail, or Lail? Not mentioned. Initial information reported by Mrs. Mache was injured during the event. This information was inaccurate, and she did not report having any injuries. The timeline of the events regarding the first response by law enforcement and medical personnel is as follows. Now, remember, he was dropped off at 9:59. At 10, 11, and 56 seconds, 10 o'clock, 10, 11 a.m., and 56 seconds a.m., the first 9-11 call, 911 call, is received. At 10:15 a.m., that would be 3 minutes, 4 seconds later, the first deputy arrives on the scene. At 10:16 a.m., just 1 minute later than that, the first medical personnel arrive on the scene. Within 1 minute of the first deputy's arrival, the suspect was in custody and medical personnel began treating the injured. All right. So then it continues, the media release. Due to the overwhelming interest in this event, we are inundated with emails and phone messages from the media that we are unable to individually respond to in an attempt to keep you informed, blah, blah, blah. So you have to keep coming back for updates. The next updates don't really share anything much more than that. So this information, we can put it all together and look at all of the parts and the pieces of this. But there are just so many inconsistencies that something of such great national importance, one would think, would be more organized than it is and presented in a way that it would be more useful. But again, now we're not seeing really any of the numbers that one would expect to find on a sheriff's department media release. No mention of how many were killed, no mention of how many were injured, no mention of how many shots were fired. Be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So we've returned once again, you know, and this thing just doesn't want to die, doesn't want to go away, you know. But anyway, Arizona Heroin, this off the NPR, it looks like, from the chat room. Thank you, 10K Puddles. NPR, this article, national news, crime categories. Arizona Heroin, I was wondering how it was going to feel to be shot. Along with the heartbreaking stories of tragedy following Saturday's killing in Tucson, Arizona, there are the heartwarming stories of heroic acts by folks who more than rose to the occasion. On the morning edition, NPR's Martin Case told us about 61-year-old Patricia Mace. Now, again, you know, put Patricia Mace in the scene. She's 61. Dorothy Morris died. She was 76. John Roll was 63. Fella Schneck was an elderly lady as well. Gabe Zimmerman, the aide, he was a young man. Dorwin Stoddard, he was a pastor at a Church of Christ, or an attendant, attended a Church of Christ. He died. His wife, Mavie, she was shot in the leg three times, you know, and so on. But the ages are what's important here, okay? I've been up all over the Democrat, we'll maybe even go there, the Pima Democratic Party's website. No real reason to go there. I was trying to find out whether or not any of these were county committee men, county committee women, Republican Party loyals, whether these were local elected officials. You know, that's often the case. Local elected official will come out. Your county recorder will come out, or one or more of the county commissioners will come out just to, you know, be friendly with the congressman. They want to stay close to the spigot where the money comes from. But anyway, NPR's Martin Case on NPR told us about 61-year-old Patricia Mace, who grabbed a clip from the gunman as he apparently tried to reload. I was laying on the ground, she says. You see, and others were laying on the ground. People were laying down. Perhaps this is some of the confusion. Somebody was counting people laying on the ground thinking they were injured or wounded when perhaps they were not. All right? The suspect, 22-year-old Jared Loughner, again, please go look at this photograph. If you think that, you know, Uncle Festus here is 22 years of age, well, then you've got a better handle on age by photograph than I do, was then tackled by two other bystanders, and they were holding him down near her. She heard someone shout, "Get the gun." All right, now that's wise. She heard someone shout, "Get the gun." That's when Mace saw the young man reach into his pocket and pull out another magazine for his weapon. All right, pocket. Doesn't say how big the pocket was, but or how big the magazine was. I was able to grab the magazine, not the bottom of it, and grab the magazine and get hold of it so he couldn't reload. Here's part of Martin's report in which you can hear Mace talk about what happened, and there's more to that. And again, that's on www.npr.org/blogs, npr.org/blogs, Arizona Heroin, if you want to find out about that article. So with all of that, there's certainly much more to this story than we are, you know, being told, and or much less to this story. Perhaps there's, well, I won't say it until we see the list. But it seems to me that the numbers, you know, like they say, like I said earlier, liars figure, but figures don't lie. There's something wrong with the story, and I don't know quite yet what it is, but the numbers certainly don't add up. So with all of that, we've been trying to talk a little bit and teach on this concept of interstate commerce. Of course, interstate commerce and the Commerce Clause, these are the things that this health care legislation is being brought in under, this banner of interstate commerce. And we've talked about that and the Interstate Commerce Commission a little bit, which, of course, led us into this timely study of the history of the great American fortunes. And Myers takes us back to the time of the credit mobileer, the westward expansion, railroads, and the beginning of banks. You know, we hear all about, well, we really need to have our state banks. Well, be careful. We've gone down that road before with these chartered banks, and it was a real can of garbage because a lot of these capitalists, if you will, got their charters for their banks, and then they basically just went in and pillaged, raped, robbed, and made wage slaves out of all of the people that worked in the farms and factories, etc., in America. All right, so sometimes we need to very carefully research our history and be careful we don't jump on to some solution that is actually where the cure is actually worse than the disease. And it happens a lot that that's the case. But now back into this lengthy article on the Interstate Commerce Commission, I'm going to pick up basically where we left off. But the commission, again, the Interstate Commerce Commission, this commission was established and paneled originally. It was called for, all right? It was called for. They had all the trouble with these railroads, you know. The railroads were charging exorbitant rates. Let's say you had a 20-mile section of railroad someplace that you'd actually built, and a lot of these guys just bilked the people out of millions and millions of dollars at a time when $1 million was a lot. They got thousands and thousands and tens of thousands and millions of acres of land donated, whole, you know, square miles of land donated to build these railroads. Then they never did anything more sometimes than flag the line or grade the route. Never did build a railroad. And they just raped, robbed, and pillaged. And the bribery was rife, just as we probably find in Congress today with the big pharma and the medical institute and St. John's Medical and all these hospital corporations out there, medical care providers, just bribing, graft, greed, and corruption inside this organization called Congress. The same goes with the judges, the Supreme Court judges, you know, justices bought off at every level, so on and so forth. All this is just redux, 2 times 2 equals 4. And here we are today. But again, this Commerce Commission, you got that 20-mile section of railroad. Let's say a guy builds a railroad and actually has cars or something, freight going across it, coal usually in those days, and they charge this exorbitant rate. So you're coming along under one rate, you cross a state line, and you come into another section of line in another state, and all of a sudden the rates change, and you've got to stop, and you recalculate that for so many miles that you had to go on this one, and then you go into another somebody else's private railroad, and now you have to pay a different rate here, and so on. You can't, you know, the change is so difficult because the people that work on the railroad, you know, the guys that are standing there, they riding in the caboose, you know, they're getting paid flat rate from whomever it is that they work for, but they have unions that they started to set up where the unions would demand so much of a rate or a wage in one area and so much in the other. It was a mess. It was a mess. And so everyone was calling out, well, we need to have some regulation. And regulation is what they got. They got the Interstate Commerce Commission. Of course, the people that actually sat on the Interstate Commerce Commission, although originally and ostensibly, you know, good guys doing some little bit of research, but the people that eventually peopled it and those that will people most of the agencies today are insiders, graft, greed, corruption. We see the revolving door out of Wall Street all the time in the news, all right? And so we've got to be careful what we call for because we might get what we ask for, and then we'll regret it. But the commission's authority was to be still further developed in highly significant directions. In the decade after 1910, railroad facilities proved increasingly inadequate to meet the growing transportation needs. One of the reasons why the railroad facilities proved increasingly inadequate to meet the growing transportation needs, as I said before, is that the railroad companies oftentimes were established as basically smoke screens for wholesale theft. The Goulds, Jay Gould, you know. yeah, there was a railroad in the background, but all of the land grants were so that he was able to capture the coal industry. And Philadelphia, you know, the Philadelphia lines in Pennsylvania, this was prevalent. All right, the coal was what they really wanted to go, yet it wasn't the railroad at all. The railroad was just kind of incidental, so they didn't give a flying willenda for their railroads. They let them run down. They were built poorly. It was secondhand equipment wherever they could do it. They cut corners. Most of the people that ran these railroads, folks, never even lifted up a spike.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting edge talk radio.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back to this article on the Interstate Commerce Commission. I'm sharing it right out of the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, page 231 of this great volume of books published back a long time ago by the Macmillan Publishing. I'm so glad to have this in my library. What a set of encyclopedia it is. So very valuable. But again, in the decade after 1910, railroad facilities proved increasingly inadequate to meet growing transportation needs. Impaired railroad credit, which was widely recognized as the immediate cause of difficulty, was generally ascribed on one hand to financial malpractices by important carriers and on the other to restrictive rate decisions by the commissions. Please do underline that financial malpractices that Gustavus Myers so accurately and with copious footnotes following, describes in his book, The History of the Great American Fortunes. I'm up to reading about, I'm about almost done with it now. It's a fascinating read. Both factors were doubtless operative in some measure, and they were alike grounded in the negative approach which had thus far characterized the development of the Act to Regulate Commerce. Now, you can take railroads out of this discussion and insert healthcare, and you're going to get the same article. Restraint upon specific abuses, principally rate maladjustments, you can go to one hospital and get checked in, and they charge you one amount. You go to another clinic and you find that it's vastly less. You go to one dentist and they rape, rob, and pillage your mouth. You go to another dentist and it's fabulously less. Principally, rate maladjustments had been the chief objective of legislative policy. Again, legislative policy, all right? Who regulates? The lawmakers. We don't just have some sudden thing that came along with the Republican and the Democratic Party in the last decade. These parties were created by the globalists and the corporatists. They've served them well since their founding, right? And they serve them yet today. When they needed legislation, they just simply bought the legislators. When they were caught in any of their foul deeds, they had their own judge there, Jay Gould. When he started out as a younger man, you know, his lawyer eventually became a judge. And whenever Jay Gould got in trouble in New York, he always went to his judge, his pocket judge. The same thing happens today. Both factors were doubtless operative in some measures, and they were alike grounded in the negative approach which had thus far characterized the development of the Act to Regulate Commerce. That was the first one, the Act to Regulate Commerce. Restraint upon specific abuses, principally rate maladjustments, had been the chief objective of legislative policy. No affirmative responsibility had been imposed upon the Commission so to utilize the regulatory process as to maintain and develop an adequate transportation system. And this is going to be a problem, this affirmative responsibility, utilizing the regulatory process. All right? What powers would you grant to a board, you know, whether it be the death panel or whomever, to assure or ensure that the ideas, the intent of the legislator in this huge legislation, Obamacare, actually was upheld? And how much of it would just be left to and for other purposes, as we read so often in legislation, and for other purposes? This was evidenced by the lack of statutory guidance. We always talk about guidance then and today, best practices, guidance, in the matter of fair return. What is fair? How much money should a pediatrician earn in a year? How much would it cost? How much should it cost? How much ought it cost to repair Gabrielle Grifford's brain and skull after a headshot wound with probably a full metal jacket round? All right? How much? How much would it cost to remove a tooth? A tooth extraction. How much should it cost for a simple dental filling? You know, hopefully it's not an amalgam with mercury in it, but how much? It was reflected, too, in the insistence upon maintenance of competition. In the statutory silence with regard to conflicts between states and federal authorities. And of course, the states' attorney generals now are coming out, not only in the Obamacare, but also, hopefully, in the food safety. We'll talk about that, too, today, if I can get to it. And remember, I will remember, now that I've reminded myself. But, you know, we're looking at a state and federal authority involved in this. That's why they call it the Interstate Commerce Commission. There is a problem when you cross a state line. In the colonies, and early in the states, they had a considerable amount of reprisals going along on the state lines. When somebody tried to bring their booze from one state into another, or their cotton across a line, or their foodstuffs, or whatever, they had tariffs between the states. We're going to go back to tariffs between the states. All these legislative defects contributed to the rapidly emerging transportation difficulties, which in turn were dramatically accentuated by the unprecedented traffic demands of the World War. And boy, I'll tell you, did they make money in the Civil War. And boy, did they make money in the First World War. Of course, at the time of this encyclopedia writing, they didn't have any vision that there would be a second world war, but certainly, as they studied the Versailles Treaty, they would have known that the bar had been set impossibly high and that a second world war was envisioned by the Allies. A government operation of the railroad properties became inevitable during the period of this emergency. 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 911. Enhanced 911. And the 26 months of federal control from January the 1st of 1918 to March the 1st of 1920. You go into a worldwide war and the FedGov takes over the railroads, the internet, the telephones, the electricity, whether you can or cannot buy rubber tires, whether you can or cannot buy gasoline, gasoline rationing, food rationing, coffee rationing, choco rations, etc. Not only emphasized the fruitfulness of recognizing the unity of the national transportation system, but afforded an opportunity for recasting the regulatory scheme in terms of such recognition. The roads, that'd be railroads, the roads were returned to their private owners under a separate system of regulation broadly reconstituted on an affirmative basis in which the railroads of the country were placed under the fostering guardianship and control of the commission. Of course, the roads really weren't returned to the owners, per se. Today, we need permission to travel on our roads. All the roads were brought under the umbrella. The Transportation Act of 1920 involves many new departures from traditional legislative policy. In the field of rates and charges, the Commission's authority was expressly extended for the first time to matters of financial return. Again, how much should a doctor earn? Matters of financial return. How much should a banker's bonus be? We start crossing into these very terrible areas. Very carefully, we need to move forward in this. This is evidenced by the statutory rule of rate making requiring under honest, efficient, and economical management and reasonable expenditures for maintenance, a fair return on the fair value of the railroad properties as a whole or in groups. Can you hear the loopholes in that phrase? All right? This is evidenced by the statutory rule of rate making requiring under honest. Is there an honest man in business today in the adversarial business situation where dog eat dog and competition rules? Is there an honest businessman alive? Efficient and economical management. When at this time, efficiency is kind of ridiculous in all things government. And what? 8 out of 10 people work for government today, driving all or part of their income from government sources, tax revenues. Efficient and economical management and reasonable expenditures. What's reasonable? What's a reasonable expenditure for maintenance? A coat of paint? A few nails? What's reasonable? A fair return on fair values. What's a fair return? 1.5%? 0.25%? 10%? 20%? How much do you get charged? What's a fair return on your credit card? 40%? If you're late, 50%? Of the railroad properties as a whole or in groups? And groups needs to be underlined here, as I've done in my encyclopedia, because groups is what we're really talking about when we start talking about these companies. Go back up and look at CorporationNation.com. Walter Burian and his Richardson's production there. And look and see the interlocking nature of the boards and directorates on all of these various corporations. And you go up and look on the Rothschild website in France. Good old Nat King Cole, Nate. Go over there and take a look and see this huge pyramid below them. Groups and groups and groups of railroads and companies and telegraph companies and railroad ties and coal and iron and ore and etc.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background fuzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And so on a programming note and upcoming events on Friday this week, I'll be joined on air by Doreen Hans. She's coming back to the airways with me for a discussion of the food and ag freedom, the new legislation that's out that is going to definitely impact our future food supply. I hope you'll join us. We'll be on. I've invited her to come on and join us all day on Friday for both hours. And so we'll be talking about Agenda 21. We'll be talking about food and ag freedom. Doreen Hans really knows her stuff on this. We're going to go through and dissect the bill. And then next week on Tuesday night, January the 18th, 2011, in Springfield at the Springfield Livestock Marketing Center, which is located at 6821 West Independence Drive in Springfield, Missouri. Again, it's 6821 West Independence Drive in Springfield, Missouri. Take exit 70 off of I-44 at 7 o'clock p.m. They're going to have the Ozark Property Rights Congress is having a big meeting there, and Doreen is going to be the featured speaker, bringing her in to talk about this. And so anybody out there that maybe you're a whole milk fan, you know, maybe you're into grass-fed beef, maybe you're a gardener, maybe you're a rancher, maybe you grow melons, cucumbers, tomato, whatever you grow, corn, etc., on your land, and you're wondering how this is going to impact you, We're going to have a big confab over there, and there will be plenty of time for questions and answers following the discussion. But Doreen has been a full-time volunteer advocate for this agricultural movement since 2005 when we first met, and is a well-respected leader in the national movement to halt the National Animal Identification System, which really put her name on the map. And she can be, you know, she has blogs and other things out there, and we'll discuss all of that on Friday. But again, she's going to be joining me on Friday for a two-hour visit. Nice to have Doreen come back. I always like to be able to bring real people to the airwaves. You notice I don't have very many guests. Largely, it's because I trust very few people these days and the integrity of their information, unfortunately. And so Doreen is 100% spot on. Her research, is that she does her research much the same way when we're going into Agenda 21 as I do. We go to the actual documents, as Hal Anthony says on his broadcast on Sundays from 2 until 4, get the black and white in your eyes. All right, and that's what Doreen does. And then she provides her analysis from that standpoint, but always from the standpoint of the actual documents, because it's the fine print. The devil, as they say, is in the details. And that was certainly the case with the Interstate Commerce Commission, and it's certainly the case with the Obamacare. If these Republicans could get their panties, you know, get the lace, as Joyce Riley says, off their panties and come together here now, you know, and not be cowered down by this very peculiar incident in Arizona, you know, we need to have some very serious action happening. That 1099 segment needs to come out of that bill, if nothing else. That definitely needs to come out of that bill. It could cripple the small business people in this country, all business people in this country, so badly there may be no recovery available from it. But that's just one little teeny section in this huge, huge, huge piece of legislation that ought to be repealed. Of course, Senate will block that, as will the Presidente. But back to the discussion. With like ends in view, the commission's directing powers were extended to the control of service practices. All right? So just like when they were inside the railroads here and all of this, when they originally started the Interstate Commerce Commission, again under the Commerce Clause, that umbrella, they're extending their control to service practices. And so under the death care panels, you know, they'll say, well, you're a little bit too old, you're a little bit too feeble, you're a little bit too weak, and so we think you're wasting food. You really, you know, ought to just take the shot. Go see Kevorkian. All right? And, it, you know, to direct how you can do it. What appliances? You know, could we actually use a titanium mesh on your skull if you took a gunshot? Or would we just let you die on the curb? All right. Finally, an important group of enabling powers to be exercised upon the application of the carriers extended the commission's dominant influence into the sphere of finance and management. All right, this is what we did with GM. This is what was done with Chrysler. It's what was done basically with AIG, all right? Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and all that. New construction and abandonment of lines were made to depend upon its issuance of certificates of public convenience and necessity, the pooling of traffic or of revenue by competing railroads. That, be careful with that pooling or traffic, okay? The pooling of traffic. I'll tell you, you read the history, the real history of the expansion of the railroads in Europe. Your ire is going to rise if you got any all in you, all right? The actual consolidation, well, let's see, the pooling of traffic or of revenue by competing railroads, the acquisition of control of one carrier by another through lease or stock ownership, this is huge, you know? This is huge. The way companies, this has been the decade of mergers and acquisitions, you know, M&A, we talk about it right off the Bloomberg website every day. Off of Bloomberg, it's like you're reading IPO announcements, you know, initial public offering announcements, where they're basically, some of their articles just look read like an advertisement. You hear about Goldman Sachs, you know, buying $450 billion worth of control in Facebook and then turning around and changing their mind and blah, blah, blah. All right? Pooling of traffic or of revenue by competing railroads, the acquisition of control of one carrier by another. Through how? Through lease or stock ownership, and the actual consolidation of railroad properties were made subject to what? To its approval. So you'd have to go and see, talk to the Interstate Commerce Commission. Of course, they own the Interstate Commerce Commission. Just as today, Google is interested in getting involved in the transmission lines for the green energy grid coming off the National Ocean Council's offshore wind platforms. So, too, you go to the Commerce Commission and you just buy the commissioners. The issuance of securities and the assumption of obligations were made dependent upon its authorization. You go to the Mineral Management Service and you pay Ken Salazar and company a nice tidy bribe. And then you get to do slipshod stuff, you know, while Macondo gently weeps. Got an email from one of our listeners down in one of the parishes in Louisiana where the Coast Guard came in. And I'm telling you, the language from that parish's head man was quite vituperative. A little bit of vitriol included in it. Quite the video, all right? The beeps were, there were more beeps in the video than there were words spoken. He was not pleased with the Coast Guard's lack of performance in the Gulf. Continuing, while legislative policy on this basis was deemed to constitute a more intelligent and more constructive adjustment of relationships between the railroads and the public than had heretofore prevailed, the scope of the commission's powers was radically expanded by them. You know, it's like the idea that, you know, when Franklin Delano, you know, Roosevelt wanted to come in with his war powers, the Emergency Powers Act, you know, he was asking for broad, sweeping powers, you know, broad, sweeping powers, as if he was fighting some kind of a war. And they do that with these kind of commissions, you know. They actually, you know, look at this as if it was going to be, you know, a war and continue that way. Here's the quote. I was looking for it. Took me a second to find it. I can have these things all on 3x5 cards. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, 1882 to 1945, the 32nd degree Mason president, or no, the 32nd president, declaring boldly in his inaugural address that, quote, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And that's all you ever hear, but it went on this wise. And the nation calls for action, and action now. Roosevelt addressed himself to the task of instituting a New Deal. We're having the really, really New Deal now. A New Deal for the United States from Congress, then overwhelmingly Democratic. We've had a shift, but it's still the established two-party political system. He asked broad executive powers, quote, as great as the power that would be given to me if we were in fact invaded by a foreign foe. And Congress complied. Presidentially enacted collectively the New Deal. Okay? Congress complied. This idea is great as the power that would be given to me if we were in fact invaded by a foreign foe. We have a war on terror. We have a war on climate change. And now we have a war on health care, and we have a continuing war on your mind. The sweep of the Commission's control of economic adjustments appears not only in the wide range of substantive powers exercised over the railroad, but in the variety of the types of carriers subject to its jurisdiction. So as it comes in, it comes in. And everyone can read the legislation. But it's not the legislation as it comes in that's important. It's important to know what happens when it goes through the filter of the judges. Because you're not going to know what's in it until we've passed it. And you won't know what we've passed until the judges say so. We'll be back tomorrow. I hope you'll be with us then. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
A
wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.